Dragged All Over by Vidriana. Azak Willy Magical Realism AU. Read by Momo.
And Frecklebum Fic.
It's sitting in Zack's helmet and almost falls to the floor when he goes to take it out of his locker. He manages to catch it just in time, cradling it in both hands. The small, familiar shape in his palms pulses rhythmically, in time with Willy's actual heartbeat, and Zack's eyes, resigned. Willy's heart is warm, and Zack can't help but think that it feels happy as he brushes his fingers gently across the soft surface, before carefully tucking it into his bag, making sure it's safe and hidden underneath his favorite sweater. He pulls the zipper shut and puts on his helmet. He can't help but look around the room as he walks out, wondering which one of the guys it is this time that made Willy lose his heart. After practice, he grabs Willy's arm, still sweaty and half-dressed, pulls him over to his locker. "You need to be more careful," Zack starts, opening his bag to pull out Willy's heart. "You can't just leave it lying around all the time." Willy shuffles uncomfortable, looking at his heart in Zack's hands.
"Thanks for, you know, taking care of it,"
he says, not quite meeting Zack's eyes. Zack's eyes, slightly exasperated. "I know you can't help it, but you're gonna end up getting hurt if you keep this up," he says, handing the heart back to Willy, who protectively clutches it to his chest right away.
"I know. I'm trying to stop it,
He trails off, sounding helpless, and Zack instantly feels bad. "I'm sorry, I shouldn't. I mean, I don't mind finding it, I'm just worried about what happens if other people do, you know?" The smile Willy gives him looks a bit watery, but that might just be the lighting.
"I don't think you have to worry about that,"
he says cryptically, before gently tucking his heart into the pocket of his hoodie.
"Anyway, thanks for not being a dick about this."
And then he's gone, bounding back over to where Brownie is giving him a complicated look, and Zack is left with a distinct impression that he fucked up in some way. "And my stampeding buffalo stops in her tracks, watches the snow falling through the old oak tree when you give your heart. Zack had always thought the idea of literally losing your heart when you meet the love of your life, of your heart actively seeking out the person you're meant to be with, was very romantic. Even later, when he realized that it doesn't actually take that one specific person to make your heart leave your chest, he'd still thought the physical proof that someone loved you was really sweet. Of course, that was until he met Willy. The first time Zack had seen it happen, they'd also been at practice. He'd been the one helping pick up pucks at the end, since he was the new guy on the team. It had just been lying there, tangled up in the net in the midst of some discarded pucks. For a moment, all Zack had been able to do was stare at the lightly glowing heart, unsure what to do about it. He knew the protocol if a heart wanders to you, how you're supposed to pick it up and see if it feels familiar before returning it to its owner. He had no idea what to do with a lost heart, though. In the end, he'd carefully freed it from the netting and picked it up as gently as he could, marveling at the warmth of it, the low, buzzing feeling of happiness, and the irrefutable knowledge that the heart belonged to Willy. Zack couldn't help but be disappointed. Willy was exactly the kind of person that would lose his heart to hockey and accidentally leave it behind on the ice. He put the heart in his pocket and returned it as soon as he could, not wanting to keep it from Willy for longer than necessary. In retrospect, it's even less surprising that Willy had lost his heart at a practice rink, especially given how often he lost it in general. There had been the incident at the restaurant. Willy and Sosh were already heading for the door when Zack had noticed Willy's heart still lying at their table. He'd spent the rest of the night trying to think back to whether the waiter had been particularly attractive, or if he'd seen Willy interact with anyone else. One time, Willy had been talking to a pretty girl in a bar, when Zack had suddenly noticed his heart in the booth next to him. He remembers pulling it into his lap and holding onto it the whole evening, until Willy had finally returned to their table. Still, it had taken finding Willie's heart in his shopping cart while they were out getting groceries together to finally acknowledge to himself that Willie just fell in love with random strangers all the time. In hindsight, hockey had probably been his least surprising love. Zach had tried talking to Brownie about it once, had asked him who'd been the one making sure Willie didn't just leave his heart behind on a road trip or in a hotel somewhere before Zach was on the team. Brownie had just looked at him for a long moment and then changed the subject abruptly, so Zach figured this wasn't something the team talked about. It's cold in the parking garage, and Zach hurries to get his car. He's distracted when he starts the car, turning on the heat and throwing his coat in the back, so he doesn't notice the soft glow coming from his passenger seat until he's almost home. He sighs. Twice in one day. Wonderful. He briefly debates turning around, driving over to Willie's place to return it, but it's been a long day, and Zach is hungry. Instead, he texts Willie as soon as he opens his front door. Found your heart again. Wanna come get it? He stares down at the message for a second before adding, also, we could hang out if you want. I got food. Willie responds almost instantly.
On my way.
Zach smiles down at his phone before taking out Willie's heart and putting it on his couch. He makes sure it's comfortable and not in any danger of falling off before heading to the kitchen and setting out some pots and pans. He's chopping up some potatoes when the glow catches his attention again. Right there on the counter, just a foot or so away from Zach, is Willie's heart. He frowns, glancing over at the empty couch. What are you doing here? The heart just pulses gently. This isn't supposed to happen. Once they've escaped, hearts aren't supposed to move unless they're moving closer to... Oh, Zach says, very quietly in the empty room. There's a realization blooming in the back of his mind, but he can't quite wrap his thoughts around it. Willie's heart was in his car, even though there wasn't anyone else in the parking lot. Willie's heart is on Zach's counter, even though he's the only one in this apartment. No one else on the team had ever randomly found Willie's heart anywhere, as far as Zach knows. And suddenly, Willie's comment about Zach always being the one to find it makes a lot more sense. Zach's own heart gives a painful thud, and his chest feels strangely empty. There's a not insubstantial possibility that Willie is in love with him. Has been in love with him for a while. Years, even. It had been so obvious. Right there for everyone to see. And Zach didn't... There's a knock on the door, and when Zach opens it, Willie is standing there, holding a heart close to his chest.
It just appeared.
He stutters.
While I was driving over, popped up right on the console. I didn't know what to do with it, but... I mean, it feels like you.
The last part is almost said in a whisper, and Zach can see Willie's fingers tighten around the heart some more when he says it. Now you know how I feel. He tries to joke, but Willie doesn't really lose the frantic look in his eyes.
I don't know what this means.
Willie says, his eyes still wide, and Zach knows what he has to do. I didn't either, Zach confesses. I didn't realize. I thought it was other people. I just thought you fall in love a lot. Willie looks confused.
It's never happened before I met you. I really freaked out the first time. Do you remember? After one of our first practices together.
Zach nods.
But then... You let me down easy when I gave it back, and made some dumb joke about me loving hockey so much, and it was okay. I thought that was it, but it kept happening. I don't know how to stop it.
Zach's chest feels tight. I didn't let you down easy, I just didn't get it. I genuinely thought... He can feel his face go hot, but the odd expression spreading across Willie's face is worth the embarrassment. I wouldn't have let you down if I'd known what you were asking. Woody's eyes are soft and hopeful in a way that Zack has never seen before.
Does this mean... do you maybe want to...
He breaks off, seeming unsure of what he even wants to ask. You're literally holding my heart in your hands, Zack says with a smile. I'm pretty sure I want whatever you want. In retrospect, Zack may have been an idiot, but none of that matters when Willy gently, hesitantly, pulls him into a kiss.
This is my song of love, gathered from stuff above, wires, feathers, and clouds. This is my song for you, spring comes bubbling through the place whenever you're around.
The end.
And then they kiss on the mouth because they love each other.
Thank you so much for being my Willy.
Anytime.
It's really, when I first read this, and then listened, I read this and then I listened to the podfic, but I had this thought in my head of what I wanted it to be like. And I was like, I know I want Del to be my Willy for this.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah.
Dude.
So then I asked you and you said yes, and I was like, your pod is still like half a year away. How am I supposed to wait? Well, it was worth it. It was totally worth it.
That was so cute.
Yes.
We're so cute.
Yes.
We're so cute.
Incredibly cute.
Yeah.
You doing Zack Bagel, like, confused.
Yeah,
that's so good. He's like, I wonder why Willy's heart just keeps, like, showing up wherever I go. Oh.
Yeah. I didn't even realize how often Zack is characterized like this until recently, because I read this fic for you. Okay, I'm gonna put this in the free talk anyway, because I'm still recording, so, Vidriana, the author, is here listening to us perform this. So, yeah, until I did this podfic for you, Vidriana, I didn't even, like, Zack is also very clueless in that one, because it's that Wish Wars thing where Zack assumes that Willy wished to be beautiful, and Willy is obviously, understandably, very upset about this.
And also, like, Willy being underestimated.
Yes!
Is a very common fanon characterization.
Yes.
Taken very clearly from the canonical experience that we all have. Hashtag 29 Defense Squad. Hashtag 88 Defense Squad.
So.
But it's just a very, like, pleasing ship in that way.
Yes!
Because you get to, like... I don't really know where that Zack characterization comes from.
I don't know, but
I don't know if it's one of those things where one person wrote him that way and then everybody else took from it.
Maybe.
Like,
but like I was telling you about the Christmas fake relationship one that I've been listening to on the way up to EPF, the one by Lotz, which I can never remember the name of. But that has a very similar characterization, because Zack does not realize that Willy is in love with him until almost the entire end, like, almost the end, and then he's already fucked it up so much and insulted Willy, and it's just like, I was like, I basically asking the same question, where does this come from? Is Zack Hyman really like that? Is he really bad at people?
Like, doing that kind of fandom archaeology is really hard, because there's so much ephemera involved.
Yeah.
You can never actually backtrack.
Yeah. I mean, I know where a lot of the very common Sidney Crosby characterizations come from, because of how he sometimes acted when he was younger.
Mm.
So there's a lot of fandom kept perpetuating the idea of Sid being like not wanting people to touch him, like any
the
people to touch him.
Thing.
Yeah, the hockey robot thing that just got perpetuated over and over again. And so people still often write him like that, and there's only a few authors who actually write him closer to who he is, like who he is now.
Yeah.
So,
but it's so hard, especially with like teams that don't give you a lot of publicity.
Yeah.
And when you just have to like glean characterization from Instagram accounts.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of hard. So you like the fanon characterizations arise from individuals and their headcanons.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it makes for a fun shit.
Yeah, it definitely does. And like just this characterization of Zack of like actually being theoretically a smart person but really bad at reading people and like also seeing his own worth, which is a common theme when he's paired with Willy, because there's often something about like, oh, Willy is so pretty and he would never go for someone like me. Right, and then and then Willy basically having similar thoughts, because he'll be like, oh, Zack is so smart and he would never go for someone as dumb or whatever Willy thinks as me. And so they're just like both underestimating their worth, their individual worth, and just
fun parallels.
Yes, and also the pining.
it's nice that in this fake you get like a microcosm of that.
Yeah,
because even though they're like the interactions are very small, the amount of like thinking that Zack does in it, and you get to see the reflection of that in Willy, because you see a lot of what Willy does, or you see like the physical manifestations of Willy's feelings in a way that you get like a really good like cross section of that exact thing that you just described in this like really short fic. It's so nice.
Yes,
I'm doing a lot of like chef kiss miming. Even though you can't see that on mic, I'm doing a lot of like putting my fingers to my lips.
Yes. Can confirm, I'm witnessing this.
But very satisfying to read. That was fun.
Yes.
Even though the Willy lines weren't very lengthy, they were very satisfying to read.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's in that way, it's not the ideal fic for multi-voice, but I just...
Oh, but I really enjoyed those lines.
Good. Because, like I said, it's just when I read this, I probably listened to something by you just before I read this, and I still had your voice in my head.
Amazing.
So then, when I read this, whenever Willy was speaking, I kind of kept hearing you in my head and was like, if I'm going to podfeed this, Dale has to be Willy, because there's no other way this is going to satisfy me now.
Well, I'm really glad I like embedded my voice in your brain in that way, because that was hella fun.
Good. Amazing. All right.
We done?
We done. Thank you for listening. Thank you for reading. Thank you for listening. All right. And Zack is left with a distinct impression that he fucked up in some way. I read so many things in which Zack just fucks it up.
Oh, but it's so good.
Listen, I just love the whole... So good at, like, adult things. So bad at everything else.
Well. Brownie had just looked at him for a long moment and then changed the subject abruptly. So Zack figured this wasn't something the team talked about. He's just such a dumbass. I love him.